have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Hey, cruising in the wheel, feeling alright. Married, I'ma worship at the red light. Getting lost in my praise, but I'm too high. Light turn green, now they honking, they'll be alright. Cruising in the whip, feeling alright. Turn up a worship at the red light. Getting lost in the praise, but I'm too hype. Light turn green, now they hugging, they'll be alright. They be trying to put the hoses to my fire. They don't understand why I be praising my Messiah. Sounding like a church in my car with no choir. The windows roll down, turn it up a little higher. When I'm in the spirit, I be feeling transformed. Want me turn it down, saying no to lukewarm. God say, do it better, do it, been warned. Baptized, my renewed, feeling reborn. I know there's a lot that don't like how I do things. They be trying to take me down, trying new things. They don't understand I got protection from the true king. There's a cross on my back that I must clean. Send the praise to the heaven like it's fireworks. Everybody want the chorus how the body works. Sunday night praising God till the body hurts. Giving honor to the Father for his mighty works. If you're looking for a reason, I can give you one. Think about a battle that you shouldn't have won. If you woke up in the morning, there's another one. If I was you, I would give praise to the Holy One. God gave me joy so the world can't take it. Riding on the boat, sending away, trying to shake it. Aiming for my faith on the daily, trying to break it. Real fruits from the vine, can't fake it.
Cruising in the wheel, feeling alright. Turn up a worship at the red light. Getting lost in my praise, but I'm too high. Light turn green, now they honking, they'll be alright. Cruising in the wheel, feeling alright. Turn up a worship at the red light. Getting lost in my praise, but I'm too high. Light turn green, now they honking, they'll be alright.
I just do what's required, this ain't my ways. Wait a minute, why they looking at me sideways? All the shade rolling in like a tidal wave. I just learned to turn it up on them highways. Going through, praise God, you forget the hurt. Praising God, what the seeds that be in the dirt. Got my worship on high on the way to work. Ayy, swerving in my Challenger, skirt, skirt. Gotta even learn to do it in the bad times. Broken heart even in the sad times. He can change the game around before it's even halftime. Put the enemy to sleep before it's nap time. The God I praise hold all the power. FPNL ain't got nothing on this tower. He can bring them lights any minute, any hour. He the one that turn your seed, homie, to a flower. Thank God for the chance when them windows up. I be crying like a baby for a sippy cup. Tears rolling down my face begging God to lift me up. Had a bad day, that's a good pick me up. Thank God for the chance when the windows up. I be crying like a baby for a sippy cup. Ay, tears rolling down my face begging God to lift me up. Had a bad day, boy, that's a good pick me up.
Cruising in the wheel, feeling alright. Turn up my worship at the red light. Getting lost in my praise, but I'm too high. Light turn green, now they honking, they'll be alright. Cruising in the wheel, feeling alright. Turn up my worship at the red light. Getting lost in my praise, but I'm too high. Light turn green, now they honking, they'll be alright.
Check this out, right? Don't never be ashamed of who you are. If you serve God, you serve God proudly. The fact is, you should be celebrating.
They sitting laughing at me. They thought I wouldn't make it. That's why I'm laughing back and waving at you haters. And if you never listen to this song, never pass it on.
My good people, Charles McCutcheon here. I'm your favorite artist. And I want to welcome everybody. Welcome to Charles's Corner. And for those who don't know who I am a real estate investor slash developer. have a nonprofit helping the veterans and a multitude of other things. I'm just a serial entrepreneur, y'all, and it doesn't stop. You know, every day is a grind, and my goal is to just give back, and that's why we have this thing called Charles's Corner, and I come on here and I give different tips and insights on, you know, when you sum it all up, it's more about financial freedom for me. It's not really the money, but if you on your grind and you're doing your passion and you're doing what God put you here to do, the money will come. But it takes, it's probably going to take everything in you to get there. Let's just be real. So what I'm going to do today, I'm just going to talk about, since we're over the halfway marker now, being in, we're in July, shoot, July 12th is about to be August. So what I do in my world is I break up the year. So the first three, January, February, March, then April, May, June. So we're in the third quarter. That's how I look at it. I look at it in quarters. And then, you know, the fourth quarter, October, November, December. So this third quarter, this is almost like the ramp-up part. And I don't know what you've done up to this time. A lot of people get real hyped in the fourth quarter. You know how we get in November and December. Everybody get excited about the new year, about what they think they're going to do for the new year. But a lot of us don't go back to look at what we said we were going to do. Now, I will say a good portion of people, when they have their, you know, some people make those resolutions and stuff like that. I don't. I just have goals that I'm going to crush. So some people make those resolutions, and a lot of people, they make it in like December for the new year, and by like January 22nd, you know, it's back to standard stuff. And we do that for January to February to March, April, May, June, July. People start picking it back up. Like September, October time frame, some people start to go back to what they thought they were going to do last year. And they'll say, okay, now this year is really my year, when it could have been this year. And I say that because I saw one of my friends, he posted on social media that he's waiting on God to do this stuff because he's procrastinating. And I look at it this way, and, you know, for lack of whatever I may or may not know, I know, you know, God did everything he had to do in the first 6 days. That's why he rested on the seventh. So for me, when people say that, I always come back and say, well, you're not really waiting on God. It's basically he's waiting on you, because he's not going to increase your territory until you eat what's on your plate. And if you haven't eaten what's on your plate, why would he give you more? This is just my understanding of it. And if everything you're doing is only for you, why should he give you more? Because I personally believe we're supposed to be here to help people. So those that get more get the ability to help more people. That's just how I see it. And I think one of the hardest things that we're going to learn in this lifespan is that we live in right now is patience. This is a hard thing to do, to know that it's really not on your time. And I bring that up at the end every time. It's not on your time. It's really the time that God sets out there that says, okay, I'm going to go ahead and bless you, even though you've been asking for it. But I think a lot of us, we ask for it, but we don't want to work for it per se. A lot of us don't really want to put the work in, but we want all those things. And, you know, a lot of people do the materialistic things, or some of them just do the basic necessities. And I used to be to a point to where I wouldn't even ask for any for me. I'm more of a, I would ask for stuff for other people or a group of people. That's how I used to be. Kind of the same right now. That's kind of like how I see it and what I do. And so as we move along in this world of ours, I don't know what plans you have or what you're doing or how you set out to do what you're going to do, but it's definitely one thing not going to happen. It's not going to be easy. You're going to definitely need a team of people that can guide you through whatever it is you're going to go through. And so as you're going through everything, the best thing you should be able to do is, I say, partner with people and have a plan. Now, that plan, for me, I break it down on the yearly thing.
And then the other way is break it down where you're doing, you can do month by month. So it's a lot of different ways to break this stuff down. Part is sticking to it. It's so easy to just give up. I mean, that is the easiest thing you can do is give up and say, well, you know, and I think we lie to ourselves and say we tried, you know. Anybody can lie to themselves and say they tried, but it's more about you not giving up on you. And that's what I don't do. No matter how hard it is, I don't have it in me to give up, because I think it's, for me, it's bigger than just me, you know. And I don't know how everybody looks at their own lives and stuff like that, of why they're doing what they're doing. But I think if you just make it about you, it's that much harder, because we go let ourselves down easy. You know, we're easy to let ourselves down. Like, yep, I ain't going to do it. And we don't hold ourselves accountable. But when you put it out there to the world and everybody else can hold you accountable, it makes it different. And that's different for a lot of people, because none of us want to fail. You know, none of us want to fail. We all want what's best for us. And then we have a lot of people cheering us on. They want what's best for us as well. And so as we move along, the only way to get there is to follow successful people. That's what I do in my world. I look at the people that are around me, and I think a lot of us don't want to let some people go, even though they serve us no purpose, in a sense, to where they're not doing much of the positive type stuff. They're doing stuff that's probably not within your character or things that you used to do. That's like people I have, and I'll give you an example. I knew a guy from college. Next thing I know, we talking probably 15 years. That's, you know, 15 years after college. And so he tries to tell me who I am. And I'm looking at him like, bro, I don't even know you. I mean, I knew you in college, and it wasn't like we hung out or nothing, but I knew of him, and, you know, we been to a few places together, but outside of that, I didn't know him like that, and he didn't know me like that. But he was doing his business, and he was trying to tell me, you know, where I need to be. And I'm like, bro, you don't even know who I am. You have no idea of what I do, who I hang with, who my mentors are, blah, blah, blah. So I say that because a lot of people will allow those type people to be in their world and try to tell them different things. And a lot of y'all have people who have, who probably, you know, put the negativity into your world when you shouldn't allow them to do that. And that's the bad part of, the negativity part is really holding you back, but you're allowing somebody else to do it. And they don't see much from you, and I'll say that to say, these are the people that I'm talking about. So you get a new car, and I just saw this as well. You always had them people that will come back and be like, oh man, you know, I got that car, or you should have got this one, or you couldn't get the one that has, you know, the upgrades or anything like that. Instead of just being, you know, happy for you, they'll come out and be just have the negative light. And that's just where they are. And I saw something online as well. And it's this lady named Wendy Williams, you know, that talk show host. And she was talking about this lady who had bought her husband, basically bought her husband home. He used to be a police officer, right? And the lady, Wendy Williams, actually said it on her show. Was like, that lady is, in a sense, in small words, she said, that lady is a fool. I would never do that for a man, because I've been there, done that, and he got over on me, blah, blah, blah. Well, the lady got wind of it, and she came back, and she had her say, and it was very eloquent how she phrased it and put everything together. And she just basically told Wendy Williams that, you know, I hear what you're saying, that you wouldn't do it for a man, but you haven't found the love that I found. And she basically explained her story a little bit to say that my husband waited
15 years or so. I forgot the number of years, 13 to 15 years, maybe even 20-something years, to help me to go on my journey. And he put everything into me. And my promise to him was I was going to get him off the job once I was able to. And it took longer than we expected, but he stayed true to his, so I'm going to stay true to mine. And she basically told Wendy that you've never found love. And so the right man will do that for you if, you know, if you have, if you found love. And it was just very eloquent. I was like, I was impressed the way she put it. But if you look up something online about a lady bringing her husband home from work, from being a police officer, you'll find it and you can look at it. And so I say that to say that a lot of people are on the outside looking in on your situation. They know nothing about you, but yet they have a lot to say about you behind your back. And I'm sure it's happening to a lot of people, and it's not going to stop. People need something to talk about. People are nosy. People like to be in other people's business. And so that's what we get. You know, we get those people that's telling us one thing or another. And the sad part is you're still friends with those people, not to say that you can't love somebody from a distance. So some people, some of those people are your family. And you allow them to hold you back because you want to be seen in some type of light in their eyes. And I see a lot of people go through that. And it's depressing to a little bit to see that, you know, well, I don't want to go be a doctor. I don't want to go do this thing because people looking at me funny, but it's your dreams and your hopes and everything that you thought it was going to be, but you don't want to upset some people or have them looking at you or talking behind your back. And I say, if people are not talking about you, probably not doing anything, because people are envious. And that's just where we are. And I bring up all the envy and everything like that because you are stopping yourself from helping somebody else. And I believe God put us here to do our part to where we're going to impact people that we don't even know that's watching us. And so you're stopping what God has gave you, for one, because we don't all go to our talents and use what God gave us. But you're stopping from doing that thing, whatever that is, to where other people can look at you. And it happens this way, and y'all know it to be true as well. When you start something, everybody looking at you like you crazy. They're going to be talking about you. They're going to be like, my goodness. And then as you go down the road, next thing you know, say you make it to TV or radio or something, and people going to be like, yeah, you know, such and such said they was going to do it. After they done probably talked about you like a dog, now they're telling people how they know you. That's how it works. They're going to tell people you their cousin. Yeah, we used to go to school together. Yeah, that's my man, or that's my girl right there. Yeah, we used to hang tight back in college and blah, blah, blah. But you didn't allow them to deter you from your journey. And so all of us are on a journey. All of us are you know, having opportunities come to us on a daily basis. It doesn't matter, you know, where you are. It comes around all the time. But a lot of us take it, and a lot of us don't. And a lot of us don't take it because of the hard work that we have to do. And it is hard work. And it's going to have you up at night, up early in the morning. It's going to have you focusing in to get whatever it is you need to get done. And that's just where it is. And I've had people to say, man, you didn't fell off. You didn't did this or you didn't did that. And you can't do this and you can't do that. And it's probably a true statement for me not doing this or that, because it's called, you have to get tunnel vision at some point in time to be like, okay, how bad do you want this thing that's right in front of you that can help your community or help your legacy out? Like, how bad do you want that thing? And it's going to take sacrifice, and sacrifice don't have to be a bad word. It's going to take sacrifice to where you may have to give up something so you can get that bigger thing. And a lot of us don't want to give up anything. We just kind of like, well, I don't want to give up this thing, but you don't know what's in store for you because you won't put forth the effort to even give up anything or put forth the effort to work a little harder or put forth the effort to you know, put an extra 2 to 3 hours in or put forth the effort to lose a little bit of sleep or put forth the effort to go to do this networking thing or travel to meet these people that can take your business or whoever, whatever it is you're doing to a whole nother level. A lot of people say they want it, but they don't really want it, won't it? And I meet people like that all the time. Oh my gosh. I can't even take the calls like I need to take them because I just can't. If I got on the phone with everybody that wanted to get on the phone with me, I would have no time to myself. I couldn't get nothing done. So what happens to me and me doing, you know, my businesses and all my stuff that I'm doing, where does that go? So at some point in time, what I had to do in my world, and I don't know how you do in yours, it's called tunnel vision for one. Something every day needs to be the main thing. Like you have to have the main thing be the main thing. One thing, that one main thing needs to be done. And we have a lot of distractions, y'all. There's so many distractions. Oh, my goodness. To where, like I said, if I was accused to just say, let me take every phone call, answer every email, answer every inbox, I would not be doing anything. My business would look like garbage. It would just not be good. It wouldn't be good at all. And so I say that to say you have to find whatever times you're going to find to put time into you, into your craft and whatever you're going to do. I had to cut off social media, had to cut off the phone, I had to cut off everything because I can't do it all and still get done what I need to be done, get done, because what I'm doing is God's work. I don't know how you look at what you're doing, but what I'm doing is God's work, and it's way bigger than me, and it don't last always. You know, it's not going to last always, but it's here and now, and it may be a long time for somebody else, but I guess I'll look at it as how long is a legacy? You know, how long is a legacy? Is a legacy 2 years, a year, 3 days, 3 months? I don't know what that is, but what I do know that it doesn't matter how long it's going to take. If that's what you're going after, you have to put the required amount of time in to get to that plateau. And I know we've been told that it takes 10,000 hours to become an expert. You might as well say 10 years, I think. That's the thing I'm looking at. And the way I looked at what I'm doing is I don't even have 10 years in the game yet. And when I say in the game, I'm talking about from September 14th, 2012 is the day I went on my journey and I left corporate. September 14th, 2012. And we're in 2021 and I'm about to be on 9 years here September 14th this year. July, August, September. So in another 2 months, that'll be 9 years. I'm getting closer to my goal. I'm just not there yet. You know, I got some, I don't know. It's just, I just look at it differently. And it's putting your head down to say you hit that plateau to where you, not really plateau, but you hit that spot to where it really takes off. And then you go to a whole another stratosphere and you can say, man, it took me 10 years. It took me 15. It took me 30. And I remember Kevin Hart talking about his comedy. And a lot of people think that he just made, you know, just got on the scene. And he was like, no. Y'all don't even understand. I've been on the scene 7-8 years before I was even picked up by anybody. I just continue to keep grinding. And see, a lot of people don't see the work. Even with myself, you know, I know people don't see the work, and it's not for everybody to see. I know for a fact of the work that I'm putting in, and I can't stop this journey because it's so much bigger than me. It's so much bigger than me to where when it does take off, I will be able to help my next four generations, if that's the best I can put it. You know, I can help my next four generations and make it happen for a lot of people. I got to make it happen because it's way bigger than me. And I like people to understand they're going to be in the same predicament. It's not for everybody. You know, it's definitely not for everybody. But if you want to get to that place, you gotta put the work in. Now, this is something that I would give y'all as far as time. This is what I had to do. I had to cut out a bunch of the bull crap, for one. I had to figure out where I was putting my time, because I was wasting a lot of time. I was watching TV like crazy. I was hanging out like crazy. I was wasting hours and hours of time on social media, just in the wrong places. And so when I started really getting serious and putting that in my time, my life started changing. And so that's what I say for everybody, is to be like, you know, you got to change something, because if you keep doing the same thing, you're going to get the same results. You know, and I'm big on not getting the same results, but I'm willing to put the time in to do it. So I bring all this up for everybody to say, we're in July, August, September, October, November, December. We're over half the year. So for you, what are you going to do? And when are you going to do it? And who are you going to do it with? And how are you going to do it? You know, that's all it is. How are you going to make it happen? I'm a firm believer that there's nothing that we can't do. You know, I believe in everything that I'm doing. I know I have faith. I have the faith of a mustard seed, you know, and I'm just here to share my knowledge in the hopes that somebody picks it up and then moves with it. And just like we all should be doing anyway. So with that in mind, you know, 2022 is around the corner. We only have a few months left, and days are ticking by so fast. It is amazing. You can make excuses or you can make money, but you can't do both. All right? So, Ms. Kimmy, I do thank you for getting me on this journey with Elation Radio. And we're coming out of the pandemic. It's still a lot going on. I just have my mask on today going into this foreign place. But, you know, I had to do. But we're going to see what happens. I know still countries are still looking at COVID and they're having spikes in COVID, and I don't want to catch it. And, you know, that's just me. I'm going to keep it easy. But I just want to say thank you. And to the Elation family, I'm going to say thank you for everything that everybody's doing to continue to march on, continue to share, continue to build people up. And I'm going to pray us out. Dear God, I want to give thanks to you. I know we live in a world of worry and not a lot of peace. And we all need good news. And I think a lot of us forget that your love would never change, your love would never fade. And anything you do has a purpose to it. So please give us the strength and the fortitude, the mental fortitude we need to move forward, to know that everything is going to happen on your time and everything is going to be okay. Continue to bless us and our families during these times and keep us healthy. Understand everything that you're doing, but you didn't bring us this far to only bring us this far. In your name I pray, amen, amen, and amen. And I'm Charles McCutcheon. Look me up, and I'm your favorite entrepreneur. Y'all take it easy.
I feel like Bruce Banner. Can't nobody stop me. My plug got the answer. I know my God got me. I'm unstoppable. You can't stop what is meant to prosper. Nah. Got them hits like an LA Dodger. Yeah. God chose me, put me on the roster. Yeah. Chasing goals, I want Grammys and Oscars. Took some losses, but I'm still a winner. Been forgiven, but I'm still a sinner. Wanna see me fail, that won't happen though. I'm the front page in the centerfold. I can't be stopped, I got the power. My enemies looking real sour. Trying to hold me back like rush hour. All obstacles, I straight devour. No one's gonna stop me, I promise I don't play.
You don't wanna with me, I'm coming no delay. Hear a lot of talking, no matter what he say. Turning up the hustle, I'm bringing that heat wave.
He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me.
I got the Holy Ghost, I do not need to boast.
Nah.
Strength within, release through the pen. Write about my sin, cause it inspires men. Humble with the talent, let him put me on high.
On
the power
high.
That is in me can't be seen like Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi.
Overcome the look of fear and tell it bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Undefeated through the Lord, no I won't lie. Oh my, oh my, you don't wanna waste time. It'll fly by, fly by. Came into the game, it was all in vain. Switched up a frame, now I'm in my own lane.
Yeah.
Gotta see the vision, get a plan, make it clear. Pregnant since the hustle, all I will appear. Never quit, stay the course, trust faith. Even when you think the dream is coming late.
Hey.
I've already had a lot of reasons I can throw in the towel, but the spirit living in me doesn't ever let me know how. Tired of all the rappers claiming what they're really not like, wow. I see a lot of foolery, not fooling me, I gotta call a foul.
I gotta call a foul.
Can't be stopped, will not quit. I got goals, I'm gon' hit. Go so hard, I'm so lit. Mind on him, homie, that's it.
He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me.
Wrote this verse on the resurrection. Stepped on in, healed my infection. Since that day I've had your protection. No question about it, my best selection. Got the picture like panorama. All glory up to Hosanna. My fire lit, started going hammer. That's why I feel like Bruce Banner.
He say, she say, you can't stop me. He